From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Thursday said the Syrian government has stopped all active military operations in Aleppo. He says a meeting has been scheduled Saturday in Geneva between U.S. and Russian military experts to discuss the situation in the embattled city. Earlier Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he was hopeful about a potential ceasefire agreement with Russia to end fighting in Aleppo. Jan Egeland, senior advisor to the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, said in a press briefing that the Syrian government had given the UN permission to access eastern Aleppo, but that the organization was helpless to transport aid into the city if there was no pause in fighting.
At the moment, those who try to go through crossing points, try to escape, are caught in crossfire. They are caught in shelling.
Jan Egeland. South Korean lawmakers have introduced a motion to impeach President Park Geun-hye over a multi-million-dollar corruption scandal. The motion was introduced Thursday during a session of the parliament. Lawmakers must vote on the motion within 24 and 72 hours, meaning a formal vote will take place Friday. President Park is under fire for her relationship with Choi Soon-sil, a longtime confidant who has been charged with attempted fraud and other charges. Rescue workers in Indonesia searched Thursday for people who might still be trapped in rubble caused by an earthquake that struck Aceh province. The magnitude 6.5 quake has killed about 100 people and injured more than 600. It hit the northern end of Sumatra Island early Wednesday, bringing down dozens of buildings. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked a global warming skeptic and staunch ally of the fossil fuel industry to head the country's Environmental Protection Agency. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt has been a key critic of President Barack Obama's plan to fight climate change by slashing carbon emissions from the nation's power plants. Liberal Senator Bernie Sanders spoke against the appointment.
If you are interested in the profits of the oil industry, I suppose it's a good pick. If you're interested in preserving the planet for future generations, it's a disastrous pick that has to be opposed.
Media reports say Trump has picked restaurant executive Andrew Puzder, a critic of minimum wage boosts and other worker protections, to head the Labor Department. Trump will head to Columbus, Ohio, to meet with survivors of last week's attack at Ohio State University, where a Somali immigrant rammed his car into several students before slashing a number of them with a knife. In the evening, Trump will visit Des Moines, Iowa, for another rally with his supporters as part of his thank you tour. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has warned his European counterparts about the threats posed by rising authoritarianism in Europe and around the world. Speaking Thursday at the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe Ministerial Council in Germany, Kerry said the rising trend in authoritarian thinking is accompanied by backsliding on human rights.
Bigotry, repression, and the silencing of dissent cannot become the new normal for any of us. Every chip away at the fundamentals of freedom is actually an ugly building block in the road to tyranny.
Kerry also said the conflict in eastern Ukraine and the Russian occupation of Crimea has persisted too long and called on the OSCE to continue efforts to negotiate a peaceful settlement of those issues. The head of Britain's Secret Intelligence Service says Western nations are facing serious threats to their security and political systems from the hostile propaganda output and cyber attacks by rival states. MI6 head Alex Younger spoke to reporters in London, warning that the risks from cyber threats are profound and represent a threat to national sovereignty. He singled out Russia for its high-tech subversion. In the United States, pressure is mounting on President Barack Obama from congressional Democrats to disclose more information on alleged Russian hacking activities during the 2016 presidential elections. The White House has not responded to a letter. U.S. intelligence chiefs accused the Kremlin last October of being behind the hacking of the Democratic National Committee's computer system and of the emails of Hillary Clinton's campaign staff. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.